What's going on, everybody, and welcome to episode 3 of A Proper Dose with Nick Santora. First off, I really just want to thank everybody that listened to episodes 1 and 2 and for showing your love and support. Without you guys, none of this would be possible, and I really owe it all to you, especially during these times. I mentioned in previous episodes that I'm kind of working on a solo stream or a solo show right now, mind you, and I'm not quite comfortable yet having a conversation, just talking out loud and out in the open. It's extremely frustrating and nerve-wracking, especially hearing the sound of my own voice through the headphones. It honestly sucks, but the more and more I talk about things, I find I feel a lot better about them. So without wasting too much time on anybody's, I'm sure you're all busy, and apologies for the late upload today. As you know, with the holidays, running around, it can be super stressful, and I had to make sure I had a fresh cut for Christmas Eve tomorrow. So with that, I want to kind of dive in on the focus of today's episode, which is all about keeping a promise that you make to yourself. Now, earlier in the week, I posted on Instagram. I wanted to hear what some of the active listeners, I wanted to hear some topics that that they'd be interested in hearing about. And for all of you that submitted ideas, thank you so much. A lot of them were great. A lot of them were not so great. No offense. You know who you are. And the other ones were just, they caught me by surprise, especially this one. And it was posed in the format of a question, and it really made me think. So I got to work on not saying so much, but fuck you. Anyway, the person who submitted this question, I just want to give a special shout out to. I don't know if you want me to share your name on here. If you do, I'd really like to give credit where credit's due. So please shoot me a message, text, phone call. I know you have my number. So, and let me know. And on next week's episode, I'll be sure to give you a proper shout out for this question. But this one really hit home for me. And this is actually a question that I find myself asking myself. That sounded weird, but whatever. I find myself asking this in my own head more often than not. And the question is, if you can go back in time and have a conversation with your younger self, do you think they would be proud of you where you are today? And to me, that question just hits hard on so many levels, because as a young kid, I was bright-eyed and bushy-tailed, and I was ready to make a difference in the world. And as you get older, you learn that the world is a nasty, ugly, and truly disgusting place to be, and all you're doing is really trying to make the most of the situation you have. But there's a bunch of people in the world, and I'm not speaking for everybody here, but there's a lot of people who have goals and aspirations, and they model their whole belief system and how they choose their, maybe a career path. They do all that with that notion in mind. They say, all right, I'm going to make a difference in the world. They put their nose to the grindstone and really just kind of get after it. And before you know it, they're doing big things in the world. They're working at the United Nations or something. But for people like myself, this is a tough question, because life takes many twists and turns. And with that, if I was to go back in time, before I give my answer, I just want to say thank you again for this question, because this one really had to make me think. And I actually went and sat in my car, and I drove aimlessly for at least 3 hours, just kind of reflecting on this question. And would I really be proud of myself? You know, like, this is, it's so hard. I mean, on paper, if you look at it, I'm working a stable job, and I think I'm a nice person. I know plenty of you will disagree, but, you know, it's a matter of perspective at this point. But in my mind, I think I turned out to be a pretty good individual. Granted, can I contribute more to society? Abso-fucking-lutely I can. I just haven't found a way to do it that really, that inspired me to do so. And I hate using the word inspired because you shouldn't be inspired to do something good. And it comes down to, in my opinion, the innate nature of human beings as a whole, as a collective. We should be able to help our fellow man, woman, child, whatever, without really a second thought. But as I said earlier in the show, as you get older, you see the people, you see businesses, you see institutions, you see the world for what it really is. And, you know, everybody's out to get money. Everybody's out for themselves, basically. And it's hard to maintain that semblance of integrity that you had when you were younger. Now, I know when I was younger, like in elementary school specifically, middle school, they had programs for students such as like DARE, you know, that tells kids not to do drugs and everything like that. It tells you all the dangers of doing so. But look what happens when you hit your 20s. You know, you want to try pot for the first time, you smoke or whatever, or even earlier. I'm literally drinking whiskey as I do this show. So you have to ask, like, when you're a kid and you're like, I'll never do X, Y, and Z, and then you find yourself doing it. Is it because you caved? Like, this is what this question made me think about. Is it because you caved in and gave in to the societal pressures, or was it because that the means of achieving something, of coping, are kind of shift as you get older? And so to whoever, well, I know who you are, but to who sent me this question, this is my question back to you. Is, do you feel that, let's say your younger self had a goal in mind and your older self achieved it, but not through the way in which you would have wanted to, does that equal this? Is that the same end? And to everybody listening, I would love for you to reflect on that question and provide your input. As I said in previous shows, this is just as much your show as it is mine, and everybody's opinions are welcome here, and everybody has a voice. Speaking of the podcast, or podcasting in general, I got way too segued off the question asked to myself. So I'm going to go back to that for a little bit. When I was younger, I would say about fifth grade, I had a very altruistic way of viewing the world. Like, some people are, we're all inherently good people and we can do the right thing if we want to. And I always wanted to do the right thing, even as a kid back then. And I had a dream, or I had an aspiration to do something great. And I really wanted people to, you know, rally behind me and say, like, you know, this dude knows what the fuck he's talking about. Like, even as a kid, like, this is someone we can get behind. I'm not talking like presidential status or anything like that. I wanted to change people's lives for the better. And as I get older, I embrace some of those dark, destructive desires that really steer people away from doing what they initially set out to do. But through it all, I feel like right now in this very moment, I'm doing that now with this podcast. You know, this is, all right, so everybody listening, I want you to know that this podcast is going to be more fun and silly, stupid shit as we get further down the line, but my short-term goal right now is I want people to vibe with me. I want them to know that if you're going through some shit, like, I'm going through that shit with you, and If you're going through some shit that I'm not going to, hey, let's put it all out on the table and let's fucking talk about it. But ultimately, let's get better. I want to help people. I know that sounds so cliche, but that's ultimately what I want to use. What I want to use my platform for is I want to help people. And if this is the way of me doing it, then I would say, fuck yeah, I'm proud of myself. You know, the older version of me is someone I definitely want to get behind. But if you ask me this question, say, let's see, like 6 months ago, I'd say absolutely fucking not. My younger self would be ashamed to know that this is what you've become. You know, through the trials and struggles of everyday life, you know, it might appear on the surface that like, hey, Nick's giving up, but that's certainly not the case. And I feel like people have these questions more often than they care to admit. Like, let's be real here. We all got baggage. We're all a little damaged in some way, shape or form, but it's how we bounce back from it that truly, in my opinion, that truly makes us who we are, that shows the true nature of our character. And, you know, if it means, I'm getting ahead of myself again here, but like there's this question, like, empowers me. Like, I feel like there's so many different things I could talk about my life in particular, but in the grand scheme of things, my life isn't as important or more important than anybody else's. And that's, you know, that's a very, I guess, down to earth way of looking at things. But if I'm going to be 100% real here, fuck yeah, I'm going to gas myself up. I'm going to say, look, I'm going to do great things and look at me now. Granted, like, this isn't, I don't want to say this isn't the right way of doing it, but this is the first step towards me making my younger self proud. And I remember as a kid, and this is the whole emphasis of this episode, is keeping a promise to yourself. So when I was younger, again, going back, I know I bounce around a lot, and I'm sure everybody listening's fucking sick of it, quite frankly, but listen, I'm just the little voice in your head that you deal with on the day to day. This is just coming from someone else's mouth and through your airwaves right now. But here we are. You're listening to this for a reason. You're listening because hopefully you could pull some positive or relatable message out of this and apply it to your own life. And if you do that, more fucking power to you. That's exactly what I want out of this for right now. But when I was younger, I made a promise that I was really going to make a difference and help people that are in need. And I'm not talking like financially in need, because I need financial assistance, but I'm not talking physical, you know, I'm talking mental. Like, if you need help mentally, like if you're in a dark place or you're in a tough time, like I wanted to be that person that talks you off a ledge. And I would definitely say I got away from that in my late teens, early 20s, but now I think it's coming full circle. Now I feel like I have a platform now. Granted, it's a very small platform, but I have a platform to empathize with people. And that's ultimately what I want to do. Is plain and simple, I just want to help people. So anybody listening right now, if, you know, whether we had a conversation in person or we talked over the phone, text, online, whatever it may be, if I helped you in some way, like, let me know. We don't have to talk about it. You know, it can remain anonymous. I'm happy to leave it off the air, but I just want to know that I made a difference in someone else. Oh, shit. Sorry, I hit the mic. I get too passionate about certain things. And this is definitely one of them. Shit. But where was I? I lost my train of thought. Okay, I'm back. And again, everybody listening, I'm sorry if I'm going off topic here or not directly answering the question, but there's just, when I hear this question, like my, when I read it to myself, my thoughts go in a million different directions, because there's nothing more I'd love to do than pop back in time and just, you know, talk with myself and just be like, hey, this is what you do in the future. And I wanted to see a younger me's reaction. I would genuinely love to see that. But until time travel is invented, that's not possible. So the only thing I could do is kind of dig back in my memories. And what I find is my core values have never really changed. And I think that's the ultimate point I'm trying to make here, is that whether you stray from the path, I feel like you'll find your way back to what you initially set your heart on. And that's what's going to answer that question for yourself. So it might not be a direct line from A to B. You might, like, it might not be linear, but you're going to bounce around all over the place. But I feel personally that you come to the same end goal. It all ends at the same place. And thank you for the super thought-provoking question. It's something that I feel like a lot of people need to really reflect on and maybe have a conversation with themselves. And I encourage more questions like this, especially when I'm doing these solo shows. I feel like these are what's going to bring the best out of me for everybody listening. And to everybody listening to this episode in particular, I want you guys to, you know, challenge yourselves. Like, as I said earlier, it's a lot of people have baggage and issues that maybe they don't want to deal with right now, but, it's a good place to do it. Like, the only thing holding you back, excuse me, the only thing holding you back from being the person you initially set out to become is you. You know, there's things in life, sure, that are outside of your control. And if there's anything that I've discussed in the first two episodes, it's that, you know, things happen. But the only thing that's going to pull you out of a rut, so to speak, is going to be you, your own determination, your own willpower. And you know what? In some way, I feel like this question helped me. Like, if, you know, again, we go back 6 months when I wasn't really in the best place. If I had that conversation with the younger me, my younger me would be extremely embarrassed, ashamed even. And now I feel like things are on the right path, and a young Nick could be proud of himself in the future. That sounds so fucking weird to say. But great question. I encourage more of these deep, in-depth, thought-provoking questions. And I want to take this moment right now to address this podcast in general, you know, from a topical standpoint, and maybe down the line. I know I said in the first episode that I would like to have a co-host and bounce, you know, have a genuine conversation with somebody across the table from me. And that is the end goal. And I think next week I'm probably going to keep it a little more lighthearted. A lot of people asked about like funny gym stories and shit like that. And let's be real here. I'm sure a good chunk of the people listening, you know, probably know me from the gym. And if you do, shout out to you. But I will be sure to have content for you in next episode. And we're going to step away from the deep shit a little bit. And I encourage everybody listening that if you're into these types of ramblings or discussions about some maybe hard to ask or hard to really think through questions, like, great. I'd love pumping these out, and I think it'd be good to, you know, get get these out in the open and maybe have someone else to talk to about them. But for right now, you know, everybody's stuck listening to me ramble. And going back to the initial topic of this podcast, which is keeping a promise to yourself. So I want everybody who's listening to think back of a promise that they made to themselves. And then I want you all to ask yourself, did I keep this promise? Am I on the right path to keeping this promise? Have I totally strayed the course and, you know, this shit's totally forgotten about in the rear view? And what I want you to do is once you find that answer, I want you to either begin taking steps to follow through with that promise, or I want you to, you know, go back to the drawing board and really reevaluate some of your life decisions and what's next, like what do the cards hold for you type thing. But on that note, this is a shorter episode today. I only got one question that I really wanted to talk about, and I feel good getting it out in the open. And on that note, I'll catch you all next week. Thank you all for listening.